Bill. However, at some point, the relationship goes awry and he's like, actually, she's a fraud. And his 1976 article for Yoga Journal titled Egg on My Beard, Ram Dass claims that he'd been duped by the female guru. That is an Onion headline. I've got egg on my beard. Turns out this lady I was having sex with is not a real guru like I am.
I am. She's
me,
not.
Me, Ram Dass, yes. I have a beard. I am a guru. So this cult is so intense and this commune is so intense that there are times where they're just like, we're living in a commune, we're doing yoga, we're meditating, we're participating in community, Ma is leading us. There's visions of that where it's like, this is normal life. And then there's other things like her mom gives birth to Parvati and the guru calls her Ma and she says, name her Parvati. Yeah. That's her name. And it's the name of a Hindu goddess and meant to be the daughter of the mountain. And she's like, I name your children. I say who can get married. I say what can happen. Yeah. At some point, her parents escape. Finally, what was the final straw that you read?
I think it was that, like, they were just isolated in this one tiny room and then her dad, like, wasn't allowed to be with them. Was that before or was that after they came back?
There's one escape that fails because when they leave, bad things happen to them and they think it's, like, the curse and the power of Ma and they return.
Right.
And then, like, she keeps them separate from Parvati. She keeps them separate from each other and they leave again. Okay, we're going to take a quick break right now and we'll be right back. Okay, let's dive back into the episode.
But they do it differently this time. Like, the first time they left, like, in the middle of the night and, like, escaped. And the second time, they, like, slowly regain the trust. And then they're like, well, we actually need more space than just one room for a family of four in this shared house. So we're going to live over here, but it's going to be really good because we'll have these jobs that'll make money for you. And so they slowly extricate themselves, like, bit by bit. So then eventually they have a whole life set up outside of the cult. And then they can just kind of, like, leave for real. Without needing to, like, come back because they're scared.
Yeah, they got money, they got stability. Yeah. They get all the things that you need to escape abuse. And finally gone, you know, they get an apartment in Marietta, Georgia. And then this part kills me. She said, it's possible my parents discussed the changes our family was going through with me, but I have no recollection of that. They did tell us that we could change our names if we wanted. But after compiling a list of mostly Disney princesses, I couldn't settle on anything that fit and stuck with Parvati. This hits me so deeply because of what I went through with name changes. But I'm just like, as an adult, reading a paragraph about like telling a child they can change their name because they were named by a cult leader off of a Hindu goddess they have no relationship to culturally. Like, you come up with it, child.
And where that child is still, like, missing their friends, like, not really sure why they left, like, wishing they could go run around and be free with the, like, other feral kids, as she calls them. Like, she wants to be that person still.
Yeah, and it's just, like, identity is such a nuanced, layered, highly complex piece of your psyche that'll be with you forever, made up of extremely simple things. What is your name? Who is your mom? Who are your parents? Where do you come from? And like, where do you live?
Yeah.
And when those like very four simple things are played like they're Yahtzee and you just roll the dice every now and then, it fucks you up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Anyways, this is where on page 27, Parvati writes about a book that she discovered that I wrote about in my own memoir. This, I screamed. She said, at 40, seeking support, I read a book called Complex PTSD from Surviving to Thriving. I mean, there's just so few books on CPTSD that this is one of the few that exist. If you're listening to this episode and you're like, wait, should I look into this? You should read the book, What My Bones Know. And then you should think about contacting a therapist and don't read that book I just said alone, as I did. It'll fuck you up. Okay.
Okay.
So Katie, she's out of the cult and chapter 2 is titled Fawn. And this is a term y'all have heard me talk about on the podcast because it blew my mind, clearly blew Parvati's mind. Fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. And it is a response to danger. What did you think of fawn? How would you describe it for people?
So I guess just Fawn.